Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys to the door that will hopefully unlock your happiness deep within you. You have it. You can be happy if you choose to be happy. And while you're at it and feeling happy and all that stuff, head over to Amazon and grab my new book, The Positive Perspective. I would really appreciate it, and I think you'll enjoy the book. I've been getting a lot of great reviews from people about it, and it makes me feel really good. It makes me want to write another one. I don't know. Let me know. What do you think? Let me know. All right, Zox is helping out the show a little bit by helping you get a discount on their cool stuff. It's made from recycled water bottles. They've got a positive message. They got bracelets, backpacks, shirts, hoodies. It's all really cool. There's a long link in the description. Hey, guess what? They're going to give you a discount of 10%. Just use the code POSZOX when you check out and you get a discount. But check them out. A lot of people have been using the text line, and I'm glad. I'm glad. Finally, it was a lull there for a while where you guys were taking a break, you know. But now everybody's hitting me up and telling me all kind of stuff, and I appreciate it. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, or you got something you just want to chat, hey, you know, send me an emoji, send me a picture. Send me a picture of where you are in the world, because I've got some from India. I got some from Australia. I've gotten some from Texas, and but I like to see where you're at. Where are you? Send me pictures of where you are. Send them to 304-506-3332. I want to check out what you're doing and what your life is all about. Okay. We are at the Positive Podcast, and I'm trying to come up with a concept for Strive to Survive. I want to do some merchandise, or actually a theme to Strive to Survive, because that's what we're all basically doing, trying to survive, right? But if you've got something you've been through that's you've survived, and you think that your story can help other people, because we're all a lot of us are dealing with the same stuff, and when we talk about it, it just helps. So you could send it to me at bepositivepodcast.com/your story, and I will talk about it in the air. We'll discuss it and see what's happening. Well, today's show, here I am. Let me explain to you where I am at this point in my life. Okay. Right now I am in the middle of remodeling 2 bathrooms down to the wall studs, gutting 2 bathrooms in my house. One at a time, of course. And guess what? I'm not a contractor. So this is fun. This is an adventure. It's something I said, I'm going to take it on. I'm going to do it. My wife wants new bathrooms. I said, you know what? I'm going to make that happen. Now, I've got some construction experience, and I'm a relatively smart guy when it comes to doing things like that, and a handyman around the house. And so I'm doing it. And I've actually gutted 1 bathroom, and I'm getting ready to install the tub tomorrow. And this is probably more information than you care to hear right now. But I'm excited about it, and I'm scared at the same time. But you know what? I will be able to do it, because there's so much information out there in the world that you can always find the answer of how to do everything. You could YouTube everything step by step. So anyway, I just had to say that. Okay, today's show. Now, today's show came to me a little while ago. Now, I wasn't going to do this podcast tonight. I was going to do it because right now it's Saturday night for me. After working all day and on my bathroom, and now I'm doing Monday's podcast. But I wasn't going to do it. I usually do it on Sunday night right before, and I put it out. But I had to talk about this and think about this for a second. What would you do if you were suddenly all alone? Now think, here you are, you've, whatever your relationship status is, whatever you have as family, whoever you have in your life that you love, that you care about, that is close to you, that makes your life worth living, and, you know, all those people, whether it's your wife, it's your husband, it's your kids, it's your grandmother, it's your grandfather, it's your uncles, it's your, friends, all of a sudden, what if all the people that you cared about were gone? And you were suddenly left alone in the situation. Maybe, and I'm not saying just gone, like died and gone, and you're all alone. You're alone. There's no turning back. It's here you are in the world now, all by yourself. Nobody to lean on. Nobody to get advice from. Nobody that you trust. Nobody that you love is left. You're all by yourself with And you know, you're all by yourself with yourself. Think about that. Being by yourself is one thing, but when you're by yourself with yourself, that's when you're starting to listen to your thoughts and listen to who the heck you really are. Now, a lot of times, and I'm a victim of it too. I hide from feelings with maybe a few drinks here and there, or I want to relax and I just take my mind off it and watch some stupid TV and I'm not thinking about reality. And I do that. But if I was all of a sudden, if I was totally alone and left with my own thoughts and willpower, would I have the willpower to still be the person that I am now? Because when you love somebody and you care about somebody, and you have people in your life and you have a job that you love and you have experiences that you have created because of your thoughts in your life and you're enjoying where you are, and to actually lose that and not have that, you have to wonder, are you dependent on other people to be the person that you are? Have you changed for somebody? Have you gotten rid of your bad habits? Now, this sounds like I'm speaking from the heart here, which part of this I am. But have you let your bad habits go to the wayside and forget those bad habits for new habits and a happier life experience? Well, yes. And, have you done that because of somebody else, because of someone you love, because you had a child, because you found love and the person you were needed to change a little bit? But what if you were suddenly all alone by yourself? It's hard for me to fathom that and to think about being in this world with like just by myself, with nobody to care for, to love, it's all about you. And how could you remain positive in a situation like that? Well, you have to think about, I mean, this is where the willpower to be the person you really want to be comes in. Because you can make excuses when life is happening and, oh, I couldn't do this because of this and whatever. But when it comes down to, it's just you. You can't pass the buck to anybody else. You can't say, I can't do this because my spouse doesn't want me to do it. I changed because my spouse wanted me to be a different person, didn't like my lifestyle, so I changed it. No, I became a different person because of this other person. No. Because deep down, think about it, you change because you want to change. You can't say that you got in a relationship and that person changed you. No, you changed yourself to become the person to fit the mold. Now, if you're happy with that mold, that's fine. Maybe you didn't like the person you were, but you can change. But what if you were all alone? And I keep going back to that point and I start thinking, what if I was all alone? Who would I show off to? it makes you wonder how strong your willpower is. If you actually visualize and picture yourself, I'm doing it right now, picturing myself all alone, walking through my empty house with all these memories, nobody left on the world, not the world, but all the people I care about gone. What do I do? And you know what? I wish I had an answer for you. But you know what? I don't have an answer to that. I don't have an answer. What would you do if you're suddenly alone? I don't know. I would hope that I would still be the good person that I am and I would not revert back to old habits and become the person that I don't like. I mean, we all have our inner demons. We all have people. We all have a personality trait of ourself that we don't particularly like. We all do. Everyone does. There's something about you don't like, right? Now, what if you were all alone and didn't have to hide it anymore? It's like, screw it. What would that just take over your life? And would you become that person again? Would you want to still be as strong and as positive as you can be? Not for anybody else, not for visual, not for ego, but just for yourself. And that's what it boils down to. is actually being happy and content with yourself and doing everything you can to be the person that you know you can be, that you deserve to be. We all deserve it, right? So do it, man. All right. Well, that's the show. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing it. Make sure you grab the book, The Positive Perspective, on Amazon. Go to Amazon. Get the book, man. Buy the book. I'm looking at the numbers. You didn't buy any books this past week. A couple books. Anyway, head over there, grab the book, and send a picture to the, to my text line, 304-506-3332, of where you are and what you're doing, and I would love to see it. Thanks a lot for listening to the show. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.